Welcome to the practice of meditation. We're going to enjoy the practice called Anapana, which is from the Buddhist tradition. It simply means breath awareness. We choose this style of meditation from all the possibilities because it is the simplest and possibly the most profound of all. Without need of a mantra or a mudra or any other technique, we have simply ourselves and our breath and our awareness to take us into this delicious state we call meditation. So by introduction, I'll just give a couple of tips which I found very helpful to make the meditation easier and work better for me. And then when we begin formally, will be the start of the second track. So in future, you can skip through this introduction and go straight to the beginning of the practice itself. Now the first thing about all forms of meditation is don't try. Whenever you make any effort, you restrict your energy, you block the flows, you contract, and things take an effort. I'm suggesting instead what we do is choose to place our awareness in a particular place and do nothing more. And the choice is a relaxing choice. It doesn't take any strain or effort at all. In fact, it's the opposite. The choice to have awareness on our own breath unwinds the patterns and habits which have held and caused tension in us in the past. So the first bit of advice is simply don't try, just let it happen. It's impossible to predict what will happen. Expectation won't assist you in any way. So as much as possible, have a beginner's mind every time we begin. The meditation is an adventure, a discovery, whereby we don't know what we can find inside ourselves. The second thing I can say is to accept every noise, every sound that happens around you. It's inevitable wherever we go in the world that there will be sounds, whether we label them as good or bad or pleasant or unpleasant, it's irrelevant. What really counts is your awareness accepting or denying those things. So whatever it may be, even a road worker starting to drill outside your window, or a bird singing pleasantly in the tree, whichever sound it is, I suggest we first of all accept it as part of this moment now, this incredible life that we're experiencing, and witness ourselves. If we have a reaction to it, watch it without following through with that action, simply observing the process inside yourself. But preferably, simply accepting it without denial that whatever it may be, it is part of life in this moment. Because acceptance will allow any moment of life, any experience to become an advantage, to be a pleasure to you, to enhance your love of yourself and of life. The alternate option would be to resist, to deny it, to complain, to label it or judge it. And all that does for you is create suffering and start the process of fragmentation and separation and prevent yourself from having the experience of feeling whole. So the second piece of advice simply is accept whatever comes up, let it be, whatever it is, and watch as it changes. One of the things that meditation consistently shows us is that everything changes. There is nothing in the entire universe that is stuck constantly. Allowed to be itself, everything is in a process of change and transmutation, including ourselves. And the breath can be like a thread that joins all these changes into the story of our life. So it's a vehicle that carries us throughout the experience of meditation. And by holding our awareness gently on our breathing throughout, then we follow the story and we watch it unfold. Now, the third tip or advice I can offer is that once we enter a state of quietness, it's very common, almost inevitable, that thoughts pop up, and they can even seem louder than in normal life. So don't feel like you're the only one going through this. Nearly everybody will. And the choice we then face when we have these thoughts and ideas and images popping up is whether to join in with them, to participate and react to them, or whether to just simply observe them and let them keep changing. And my advice here is to sit on your seat, wherever you may be, and watch all the thoughts and feelings and sensations that come and go pass in front of you, rather like a parade that continues on its merry way. And you let it go, you let it change, you enjoy the scenery, you notice it but don't join in, and see if it helps you to stay centered, to stay grounded, to be with your breathing. Because if you jump off your seat and join the parade and get attached and caught up in those ideas, you're most probably leaving the present, going off into the future with a fantasy or somewhere into the past with a memory. And then I'm afraid the meditation is lost as you leave your center and go elsewhere. But however, it is inevitable and very, very common that this happens. So please don't give yourself a hard time. Don't add guilt or any other of these feelings to the experience. But simply harness your awareness like a puppy or a child. Just remind yourself again and again to pull your attention back to your breathing and watch as each new breath comes and each new breath goes. In that way, you can stay on your throne, sitting on your seat, enjoying the parade as it passes. And perhaps, sometimes unexpectedly, there are pauses and gaps in the parade. And that's when there is no mind, no thinking, just the void, the emptiness. And that's the state of total wholeness, with no separation, no fragmentation at all. However, you can't cling to that experience either. It's a moment which passes. And when it passes and you think about it or talk about it later, it's gone. So there's a paradox in there. What is considered no mind cannot be spoken about. It cannot even be known at the time. It can only be given labels later. So whether that comes or goes, never mind. It's not a goal. We're not winning or proving anything. We're simply watching our breathing and enjoying all of the fruits and results of that practice. So if you're ready to begin, please get comfortable. Please find a chair, a cushion, a stool, whatever you feel best in, where you can sit comfortably upright for the next 20 or 30 minutes. Do support your back with cushions or towels or pillows, whatever helps you. There's no spiritually better posture for this, although traditionally, if it's comfortable for you, to sit cross-legged, even in lotus, can help the body to be more aligned and more balanced. But that's perhaps a distant goal for us in our creaky bodies. So working with whatever you are today, just find the way to feel best and most comfortable. However, I do suggest you stay sitting upright rather than lying down, because as we lie down and meditate, we often fall asleep and miss the experience. But at least if we're sitting upright on our sit bones, preferably with our feet on the ground, then before we fall asleep, we catch ourselves with awareness and bring our attention again back to our breath. So pause the CD now if you like, get ready, and when you're comfortable to begin, start the second track.